spent over 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. For over 30 years, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Soaking up a race, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger and
fat. All right, let's get it on. It's 306. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show on News Talk 710 KNUS. It is Saturday, April 13th. Yeah. I'm looking at my notes, and I'm almost lost a week there on you, folks. But nope. It's April 13th, April 6th. I was in Mexico, Cancun, Mexico. Got back on Wednesday afternoon. A wonderful trip, a wonderful group of people. And I'm going to recap that for you a little later in the hour. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie in the calls today to a promotion tomorrow. Today I'm in studio with you until 5 o'clock, and then tomorrow I'll broadcast from 10 to noon from Cuba Cuba Restaurant in Castle Rock. Yep, owned by Christy Socorros, and does a wonderful, wonderful job. But I thought what we'd do, rather than taking the calls and mailing out a gift certificate, if you would like to join me for lunch tomorrow, you and a guest, and I don't have to sit with you, I'll get you lunch. We are serving three of their best-selling items, absolutely sensational items, and all you got to do is give me a call and go on the air, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971, and you tell me where you've been, what you've done, a book that you've read, a movie you've seen. Ask a question, make a suggestion, and if I choose your name, tomorrow, between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, you can join me and Bailey the Mexican Street Dog at Cuba Cuba Restaurant in Castle Rock. I-25, exit 185. That is the exit just north of the Castle Rock Factory outlets. And you will get off. You'll see the Whole Foods. You'll go to the roundabout. You will see Shake Shack. And right across the parking lot from Shake Shack, you will see Cuba Cuba. And it is a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. Of course, Christy, we're going to try to introduce you to her later this hour. But started Cuba Cuba Cafe down at 12th and Delaware in downtown Denver over 20 years ago. And then she started doing smaller QSRs, quick service restaurants with a very good feel, a lot of street art, that type of thing, and built up a number of those, and then decided to open up more of a sit-down, enjoyable-type restaurant in Castle Rock. And that's where I'll be tomorrow. I'll broadcast from 10 o'clock until noon. And if you would like to, you and a guest, join me for lunch. And when I say that, like I said, I don't mean that I'm going to sit with you. If you like me to, I will. But if not, I will buy lunch for two. And you can choose from the vaca frita, the Cubano sandwich, the lechon asado. Oh, these are good, good dishes. And we're going to get Christy to describe them to you a little later in this hour. Also, I just got back from Mexico, as I said. I got back Wednesday, and I'm going to talk about a recap on that. So we've got plenty of stuff to do, and we're going to announce the next group trip in the 4 o'clock hour. So let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we can take your calls if you'd like. 303-696-1971.
they putting you down won't square the deal.
I just got back from Mexico, and but I'm going to get ready for the show tomorrow. Going to be at Cuba Cuba Restaurant in Castle Rock, 303-696-1971. If you would like for me to buy you and a guest lunch, just give me a call. And yes, you got to go on the air. And I know that for some of you listening in Westminster and Arvada and Thornton and Lakewood and Aurora, I know you don't like to go more than 15 blocks from your house to have a meal. But if you do want to be in Castle Rock tomorrow morning, if you live in Castle Rock, Larkspur, Monument, Greenland, maybe Lone Tree, and you think you'd like to just have some Cuban food tomorrow, you know what? Maybe you might want to give me a call. Yesterday, I had an enjoyable day. I had lunch at Pegasus in Castle Rock. Of course, I've had many, many lunches at Pegasus in Castle Rock. It was a surprise party for Sean Early. Sean Early is the Pepsi boss for Colorado, New Mexico, and West Texas. He's got a big territory, covers a lot of ground, a lot of stores, a lot of restaurants. 25 years. Started when he was very young. He's from Miami, Texas, which is in the panhandle. His wife is from Tucumcari, New Mexico. And anyway, he's been with Pepsi for quite a while, 25 years to be exact. And what Pepsi does, when you get 20 years, they give you a nice jersey that has 20 on it with your name. Beautifully framed. It hangs in the warehouse up on Pecos Street, letting people, and they give you one as well, letting people know that they encourage long-term employees. Well, Sean's is now 25. They've got folks on the wall that are 30, 35, 40. They've got one guy that is 50 years. Yikes, that's a long time to do anything. And it was a wonderful, wonderful prize party and a wonderful, wonderful surprise when he came walking. We were all on the patio. Pegasus, of course, has a wonderful patio, and it was a beautiful day yesterday. And so we were all there, and when he came walking around the corner, you know, you can tell at a surprise party whether somebody is legitimately surprised. And I feel comfortable saying that Sean was very, very surprised. His wife was there. He's got a teenage son and a soon-to-be teenage daughter, and they were both pulled out of school, and they were there for the celebration. But it was just a wonderful, 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 wonderful event. The Pegasus patio was just a perfect place for it. The weather was great, and so a lot of Pepsi products, and obviously Pegasus is a Pepsi house, and a lot of Coors Light, Sean's beer of choice. They were consumed yesterday afternoon. It was a wonderful, wonderful party. 303-696-1971. I had an event this morning. Of course, I do a show on our Salem station in Colorado Springs from 10 to 1 on Saturday. We did a Boyle remote, a Boyle lunch bunch. My name is Mike Boyle. I invite people to lunch, and we had a bunch of people because we did Dickie's Barbecue. Yeah, they've got 5 stores in Colorado Springs. They're all owned by Bob and Barb Rusnak, both retired Air Force officers. But they started about 12 years ago. They got a store on the west side, Austin Bluffs, Central. They've got one down near Fort Carson, one in Southeast. But they've got one up on InterQuest right off of I-25. And we were there today. We did the $30 racks of ribs for only $15. And let me tell you something. People took advantage of that. We did half racks for $8. Now, to my best of my knowledge, we only had one person, because the people that listen to this show are pretty sharp. The people that listen to this show know a deal when they hear it. We only had one person, to my knowledge, order a half rack. But anyway, so we had a lot of racks go out. We also did the sandwiches, pulled pork, brisket, chicken. I had a chicken sandwich along with their, they've got a mashed potato dish, and I can't, but baked potato, mashed potato, something like that was really, really good. But I'm not sure I'd ever had a chicken sandwich from Dickey's Barbecue, and man, it was good. You know, we're coming into the barbecue season, a lot of outdoor parties, a lot of stuff going on, so barbecue, I've done a couple of events with them recently, not just Dickey's, but another barbecue place down there, and it's gone very well and been very well received. Big, big crowd. Tomorrow we've got Cuba, 303-696-1971. And then a week from today, I'm going to be at Rosie's Ice Cream. Rosie's is up on 38th, up in the Berkeley neighborhood. Steve Longman, wonderful man, former doctor. Decided to stop being a doctor, decided to go into the ice cream business. He's got inside scoop over in Littleton, but I'm going to be at his other store called Rosie's up on 38th in the Berkeley district. That will be 1 week from today. We've got other events coming up as well. Granelli's on the 28th. And then, of course, we get into May and Cinco de Mayo and some of those things also. 303-696-1971. If you'd like me to buy you lunch for two at Christy Socorro's Cuba restaurant tomorrow, give me a call. Go on the air. I'm going to talk a little bit about the trip that we just took to Mexico. I'm going to share some books. I'm going to, hey, is anybody, I just saw where Paramount Plus now has Marley. I wouldn't go to the theater to see it, but I might check that out. Anyway, let's go and take a break. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show. Mark, happy to have you aboard, and I understand that we're going to talk to we'll talk to her in the 4 o'clock hour, but let's do this. Let's keep it going here on The Restaurant Show, 303-696-1971. I found a nice article, and, you know, when you talk to a restaurateur, when you talk to somebody that's either thinking about going in the business or has been in the business for a while, and you ask them, what do they want to be known for? What are you going to do to set yourself apart? And they'll say, well, we want to be known for good food and good service. Okay, that's a given, isn't it? 303-696-1971. But there was an article by a guy named Michael Norton, and I guess, according to his bio, he's an author, a personal and professional coach. God, do you need a professional coach to get through life? Anyway, consultant, trainer, consultants. I've always been told that consultants are guys that can tell you 75 ways to make love and can't get a date. Trainer, encourager, motivator of individuals and businesses, working with organizations and associations across multiple industries. Okay. Anyway, in our local news press in Castle Rock, and you know what I'm talking about, the Colorado community newspapers. You've got the Parker Chronicle, the Castle Rock News Press, Highlands Ranch, I believe yours is called the Herald. I don't know what it's called in Aurora. I don't know what it's called in a lot of the other communities, but it is a company that owns the local newspaper, and they try to have local stories unique to your community. However, there are certain articles that may or may not appear depending on what they need for filler. You follow what I'm saying? Things that might be a little timeless. Anyway, there's an article in last week's paper, the April 4th paper, that said some restaurants are special places for family times. And I thought that Michael did a nice job on this for the simple reason that, yeah, you want to go out, you want to eat, you want to stuff your face, you want to get it done in a hurry so you can get to the movie, whatever it happens to be. But he talks about how some restaurants are special places for family times. Is there anybody out there that feels like they get too much time with their family? Nope, I don't see any hands going up. One of her favorite dining experiences is at Fattoria, F-A-T-T-O-R-I-A, in Avon, Colorado. As we allowed ourselves to experience everything that was happening around us, the more we realized why we enjoy this restaurant so very much. The exquisite food, coupled with incredible service, and watching as families dined and laughed, sharing their stories of skiing and snowboarding across three generations of family members, made our meal and our night out a wonderful experience. All right? In the realm of culinary experiences, there exists a unique and cherished category that seamlessly blends the sophistication of high-quality dining with the joviality of family fun. These establishments are not just places to satisfy one's palate, but serve as arenas for creating lasting memories and fostering familial bonds. From whimsical themes to interactive dining experiences, these restaurants have mastered the delicate art of catering to both discerning adults and playful children as alike. Picture this. You step into a whimsical wonderland, adorned with vibrant colors, imaginative decor, and an ambiance that sparks joy in every corner. Welcome to the world of family dining, all right? Here, the notion of upscale cuisine coexists harmoniously with laughter of children and the chatter of adults. It's a place where parents can savor gourmet delicacies while their little ones embark on a culinary adventure of their own. One hallmark of these establishments is their ability to cater to diverse palates without compromising on quality. While parents indulge in exquisitely crafted dishes prepared by seasoned chefs, children are treated to a menu designed specifically for their taste and preferences. From mini sliders to gourmet mac and cheese, every item is curated to appeal to young appetites while maintaining the culinary standards upheld by the establishment. So without going through the entire article, let me fast forward a little bit. As society continues to evolve, so does the concept of dining out with family. Gone are the days of stuffy establishments where children are seen but not heard. Instead, a new era of family-friendly fine dining has emerged, redefining the way we experience food and fellowship. These restaurants prove that high-quality cuisine and family fun are not mutually exclusive, but rather complementary elements that together create a truly unforgettable dining experience. You know, I'd love to get your thoughts. If you would like to send them to me, I'd appreciate it. 303-696-1971. I took my daughter. Now, remember, I understand that there's a lot of people out there right now that have young children. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe they have children, pre-adolescence, 10, 11, 12. Maybe you have teenagers, 13, 14, 15, 16, who are bored to death sitting at the table with their family who just want to play with their phone. But when I started taking my daughter with me out to eat the day she was born, okay? And I'm being maybe figurative more than literal, but I didn't miss it by much. And I think that the sooner you can – I was just in Santa Barbara visiting my daughter, and there's a restaurant out there called Rare Society, and it's a very talented chef. He's got four other restaurants, all in very upscale communities, and he runs a wonderful, wonderful establishment. The decor is sensational. The menu is fine, but you're going to pay for it, okay? And I was there with my daughter and son-in-law, and one table over, not close, they don't bunch the tables in. When you're paying the kind of money you're paying at Rare Society, they move the tables about. And there was a husband and wife, and you could tell that he was probably 40 to 45. His wife was probably 35 to 40. And they had, so you know, I think that if you're having a child at 40, 41, 42, 43 as a dad, and maybe 32, 33, 34, 35 as a woman, I think that that's probably late bloomers. And they brought their little girl. And they were both dressed nicely. He had on a nice pair of slacks, a nice shirt, an open collar shirt, sport coat. And the mom was dressed nicely. And they had the little girl dressed up as well. And she sat there like a complete little lady. And you could tell that she was being exposed to an upper-level restaurant. And I guarantee you that when Dad put on cargo shorts and Mom put on her yoga spandex pants and the daughter went crazy at Chuck E. Cheese, they all acted completely different. But it was just a wonderful thing to see. And I just think the sooner this idea of just feeding your kids from the kids' menu, sure, I know it saves you a little bit of money, but I think the sooner you can get these kids out and get them experiencing everything from casual, kid-friendly dining with the Jungle Gym at McDonald's to sitting down to a nice meal at a Ruth Chris, at a butchery in Arvada, at an Eddie V's in the Denver Tech Center. So I thought that this, I don't think that family dining means your kids absolutely out of control, bothering all the other people in the restaurant. I think it means being together as a family and exposing kids to these different environments. So I thought that it was a well-written article. Not that Michael Norton cares what I think about his writing style, but I thought that he brought up some really legitimately good points. All right, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. I told you I just got back from Mexico on Wednesday. Took a great, great group of people. We had a lot of new people with us. And I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share my thoughts when we come back. And I want to remind you that tomorrow I will be at Cuba in Castle Rock. I'll broadcast from 10 to noon, from 11 to 1, the three most popular meals on the menu. Half price. Wow. You cannot beat that. That's like a broken drum. You can't beat it. And if you think you'd like to have lunch on me, when we get a moment, give me a call at 303-696-1971. Explain. Yeah, I'm not going to send you it. Don't say, well, Mike, will you send me a gift certificate to the restaurant? No. You come tomorrow. And you have lunch tomorrow. Vaca frita, cubano sandwiches, y lechon asado. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and share Mexico with you on the Restaurant Show.
We got a $5.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Ball Restaurant Show. It is Saturday, April 13th. And if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I just took a group of listeners down to Cancun. Yep, we left on... when did we get back? We got back last Wednesday the 10th. We left on Wednesday the 3rd, the previous week. Flew nonstop on United Airlines down to Cancun. Then we went into the hotel zone. Which, you know what? I've been over every inch of the Yucatan, and you can go to Puerto Morales and Playa del Carmen, Riviera Maya, Playa Carr. You can go as far down as Tulum. And you know what? They're nice places, but it's a pretty good jaunt from the airport. So we went to a place in the hotel zone. There was only about 25, 30 minutes from the airport. We stayed at a place called the Riu, R-I-U. It's a Spanish company, family-owned company out of Spain. Riu Palace Cucucan, which is a Mayan word. A lot of Mayans on the Yucatan Peninsula. I had taken a group there in September and had such a wonderful time. It was a beautiful, beautiful property, the newest Riu property, although they're opening them all the time. This thing is really blowing up. But so I said, well, you know what? I think I'd like to go back. I also wanted to go back because it's close to somebody picking me up to help with the baseball distribution to kids on the Yucatan to help them start baseball programs. If you know what I'm talking about, great. If not, I've been asking listeners for 20 years, 15 in the Dominican Republic, 5 in Mexico, to give me good quality used baseball equipment, bats, balls, gloves, catcher's gear, And I have taken it down, like I said, to the Dominican Republic for years, where baseball is very much a way of life. And recently to Mexico, where they are starting programs. They want the kids to play baseball. But in the Dominican Republic, they'll improvise. In Mexico, they say, if I don't have a glove, if I don't have a ball, how can I play? So that's what we are doing. If you check that out on my website at mikeboyle.com, you will see on the blog some information about it. You'll see some pictures, but we're making a lot of progress. But it's a little bit easier for the people that are picking me up at the hotel and taking me out for a day to distribute this gear if I'm a little closer in than if I'm in Playa del Carmen, Riviera Maya, or some of those places. So there was a little bit of a selfish motivation, but the property is so nice that we had about 10 of the 30 people had been there with me in September and said, yeah, we're going back. It's an adult-only property. And then we had about 20 new people. That doesn't mean that the people that went with me previously go on every trip. It didn't mean that the new people were just new listeners to the show, but they're just looking for ways to travel with the group. You know what? We had five women with us that traveled solo. And I don't know if they're divorced. I don't know if they're single. I don't know if they're widows. I know that some of them are widows. But the point is that they felt comfortable going to Mexico with this wonderful, wonderful group of people. We get together every night at about 6:15 for cocktails. I will be in a particular bar off in a corner, have some seats. Well, the first night, just about everybody joins me. By the time it goes on, maybe some of them are off on excursions. You know, we might have 10, we might have 6, we might have 12, but it works out very, very well. And that way people get to know each other and they can say, we're thinking of going to the a la carte Italian restaurant. Yeah, they've got a great breakfast buffet, lunch buffet, spectacular dinner buffet. Couple nights on every trip, I always eat at the buffet because they've got some great, great stuff. But you go to the Italian restaurant. This couple says they're going to go. This person says, may I join you? These two people say, and the next thing you know, you got 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 people. And you know what? When you think about those a la carte restaurants, the Italian restaurant, the night I went, I had chicken parmesan. And you know, I love chicken parmesan, and there's a lot of places that do it well. Almost made me remember the old Rocco's Italian restaurant. Yeah, on North Academy in Colorado Springs. They serve a chicken parmesan. Lori and Robert got out of the brick and mortar operation, bought a food trailer. They're still serving it, but it was that good. It was really, really good. I went back to the Italian restaurant one night and had fettuccine Alfredo with chicken, grilled chicken. Absolutely sensational. One night, went to the Asian restaurant. They used to serve about a half inch thick, maybe inch thick, ahi tuna, and they would sear it on the grill. It was spectacular. You want to know something? They've changed the format a little bit. Now you get a number of different sharing plates. I went with three other people. Everybody ordered about 2 or 3 plates. We're now eating off of 8, 9, 10, 12 plates. It was absolutely wonderful. Do I miss the seared ahi tuna? Go to Whole Foods. Go to Whole Foods to the fresh fish section, and they will cut you out there. It's running about $30 a pound. I usually get a half-pound steak. That's usually good for one meal, maybe two, but that's where you can get it here without flying to a Ryu Palace in Mexico. Another restaurant, the French restaurant. You know, I had never been to the French a la carte restaurant, and I went on this trip. Went with about 6 or 7 people. It was delightful. And The creme brulee dessert was absolutely terrific. Obviously, they've got a Mexican restaurant. And the people that go with us, you know, four, five, or six of them spend a lot of time at the pool bar. They like to be in the water. They like to be having cocktails. It overlooks the beach. It overlooks the ocean. And then we had other people. You know what? We had a couple new people. We had a wonderful, nice couple. He gave me a call. He was not really familiar with Mexico. He is one of the community service reps with the Lakewood Police Department. He wears a uniform. He has a car. He's got a body camera. He can write parking tickets. He can write traffic citations. It was really interesting listening to this guy. And he said, I'd like to go with you when you distribute the baseball equipment. And he went. And, you know, for a guy that had never been to Mexico, all of a sudden he's at a beautiful resort on the Caribbean in Cancun. And the next thing you know, he's out in a very, very poor Mayan village. The guys that helped us, the guys that coordinated for us, took us to a restaurant. And we had chilaquiles. And they were absolutely fabulous. And so, you know, these groups are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We had Randy and Hattie Reed, R-E-E-D. Randy was the former mayor of Castle Rock. He and his wife, about every 3 years, will decide to go with us. Maybe Puerto Morales, maybe Cozumel. Anyway, great, great travelers. And Hattie is from Oklahoma. And she has a friend living in Highlands Ranch that she has known since third grade. And that friend became a widow in 2019. And they said, why don't you go with us? And she did. And they were a threesome. Obviously joined by others, they joined others and just had a great, great time. And she was just a wonderful, the widow was just a wonderful, wonderful addition. So the reason I'm kind of recapping the trip a little bit, you can do whatever you want. I sat on the beach, I read a couple books. I read a bestseller called Remarkably Bright Creatures. It's the story of a woman, retired, that cleans the local aquarium, and she bonds with an octopus. And folks, when I heard about it through the Restaurant Show Book Club, I said, I don't know. I don't know if that's my style. But somebody gave me the hardback, because when I pick up a book, I'm going to finish it. It was sensational. I took along a David Baldacci book. David Baldacci, pretty popular guy. He's got over 150 million books out. This one was called The Edge, and I saw it in one of those book trays for $6.97. I said, you know what? I like Baldacci. I don't read all of his stuff, but what the hell, for $6.97? It was a great, great book. I even went back to the room, even though they have nightly entertainment. I went back to the room one evening, two evenings, to watch the women's NCAA championship and the men's NCAA championship. So you can do whatever you want to do, but we just have great, great people going with us. And the next trip is coming up on November 7th. We're going to Costa Rica. We're going to fly nonstop on United Airlines. You want nonstops. It's about a five-hour flight. We're going to be picked up. We're going to be transferred to another Riu Palace that I have been to in the Guanacaste area. And it is beautiful. The sun sinks right into the beautiful blue Pacific. The price is really good. It's running about $2,100 for air, transfer, lodging, all your meals, nightly entertainment, all your cocktails, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, I guess is the way I should say it. $2,100 per person based on double occupancy. Single occupancy, I believe, is around $2,600, $2,700. But it is a wonderful, wonderful event. It's a wonderful, wonderful deal. I would suggest signing up. All you do is put down a deposit. But what I'm going to do is I have it in my newsletters. It's on my website at mikeboyle.com. But I will tell you this. It is a great, great trip. And Costa Rica is a wonderful place. They've got a lot of rainforest. They've got an active volcano at Arenal. You can do all those.
All right, 353, before we get to the phones, let me encourage you, no matter where you're listening, all up and down the Front Range, to take just a little bit of a road trip tomorrow. John, doing a nice job producing the show today. Fire up the car for me, will you please, John?
Now it's time for a new feature on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show, where we talk about restaurants, movies, books, sports, and travel.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
That's right. We all like to travel, and road trips, local, regional, on less than a tank of gas, are the best. Brought to you by Castle Rock Autoplex, where whether new or used, you can have your choice of Chevys, Fords, Jeeps, and more. So let's hit the road with Mike.
All right, it's 3:54. Let's go to Jim in Castle Rock. If Jim wants to make a road trip tomorrow to Cuba, he lives in Castle Rock. Jim, I don't know where you live, but you could probably walk to Castle Rock. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to talk to you.
Pleasure. What's going on?
Well, we moved to Lone Tree. So,
oh, my gosh. So you're not Jim in Castle Rock anymore. You're Jim in Lone Tree. And why are you calling, Jim? Are you calling because you've been to Cuba and love it? You've never been to Cuba and you'd like to try Cuban food? Or because I'm just a cool guy?
Well, the last two both work real good.
Okay, I've so never you've never been there yet, huh?
No, haven't been there yet. So we're here at Morningstar Senior Living, and I just want to tell you, the chef here is fantastic. We eat here three meals a day. Go to your favorite restaurant and eat 7 days a week, three meals a day, and see how you like it.
Yeah.
Well, he puts out a good menu, great food, and his name is Alex Perrier. I don't know if you ever heard of that name.
I have not.
And, you know, he's been around, but he's good. If you'd like to come here someday, I could have you here as a guest sometime.
Well, you know what? I might do that. I might take you up on that. I have eaten at senior centers. I try to avoid senior centers. There's too many old people there, Jim.
You got it. That's one reason we're here. We're getting old. We should get to a place where we can not have the responsibilities of a house and stuff like that. But
sure.
I sure miss my garden and doing that. I'm still going to get a garden in somewhere. So we still have our house, but my grandkids are buying it, so that's a good deal. Yep.
You know what? And God bless you for doing that, because when I hear about young people, whether it's your children or your grandchildren, you know, with what's going on with the price of houses, what's going on with the interest rates, I'll bet you And I don't suppose you took too big a haircut on it, but I'd be willing to bet that you gave them a decent price, and I'd be willing to bet you that maybe even you thought about helping them arrange for financing or even carried the financing to help them get going. Am I close?
Well, yeah. My daughter, and they're going to give them a big down payment. We haven't, won't be done for a year yet, but we're going to take our time and give them a good down payment, good pay rate. If they need a second mortgage, or, you know, we can help them out with that. And that's the way
to
do it.
I think it's great when you say, well, my kids are raised and they're on their own, or my kid finished college and now he's an adult, or whatever. You know, I'll tell you this. The day my daughter was born, I knew that I was going to be not just a parent, not just a dad, but I was going to be a parent and a dad every single day for the rest of my life. And I wanted my daughter to know she could count on me, just like I know your kids and grandkids know that they can count on you, Jim. And I'm singing your praises. Everybody does it different. Everybody, you know, some people want to pay for college. Some people want the kids to work through college. All of these things are different. But I just think that, what's the old saying? Home is where you can always show up and they'll give you a meal. And so, but I think that that's our responsibility. Jim, I'm going to put you in the, are you still driving?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Driving, bowling. So one reason we move here is more social activities. Yeah, and we'd like to join you at Cuba Cuba tomorrow. I guess the brunches here on Sunday are just fantastic, but we'll give it up to you, Cuba.
You hold that thought, and if I draw your name in the next hour, we'll give you a call and arrange for you to meet me at Cuba Cuba. Okay, buddy? All right.
Okay, bye.
Right, Jim's nice in the drawing, 303-696-1971. If you want me to buy you lunch, and you and a guest lunch tomorrow at Cuba Cuba, in the 4 o'clock hour, you gotta go on the, air. 303-696-1971. We'll be back with another hour of the Restaurant Show. Cheeseburger.